This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. We currently have an upper level trough along the west coast, and so a few light showers are possible in the Columbia Basin when that trough moves inland tomorrow night and Sunday. Look for any rainfall amounts, though, to be mainly under a tenth of an inch. Field preparation and harvest of corn and onions, potatoes, and fruit should be able to proceed without much delay. Hay cut today, though, will take significantly longer to cure than earlier cuttings as drying conditions have slowed. Crop water use will be around 3/4 of an inch for alfalfa and a 1/2 inch for lawns for the next 7 days. Balers can expect humidity to peak in the 75% to 85% range, so there will likely be some dew on most every morning, except Sunday morning because of clouds and wind. Afternoon humidity will dip into the 25% to 35% range. Now, the USDA is reporting pasture condition is poor and soil moisture short for most of the area. Well, that's not a big surprise, but the big question is, when is the next significant rainfall going to occur? And it does not appear to be likely the rest of this month. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center updated their monthly El Nino outlook, and it continues to call for a 65% to 70% chance of a weak El Nino this winter. Now, most El Nino winters translate to fewer storms for the Pacific Northwest.
For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.